Do we know why he chose the 38 and 22? Quincy asked. Sanders looked at Rainey. She shook her head. He didn't comment, and I didn't think to ask. I guess I assumed because they were easier to fit into a backpack. Concealment. But Danny was a hunter, wasn't he? Quincy asked. Sure, since he was very young. Did he spend a lot of time with handguns as well? Rainey had to think about it. In the meantime, their dinners arrived. Quincy's salad looked fresh and crisp, the advantage of being in farm country. Rainey's chicken-fried steak, on the other hand, was smothered in thick gravy with a pat of butter melting on top. The smell made her stomach growl, but when she picked up her fork, she discovered that the conversation had already destroyed her appetite. Shep generally tells hunting stories, she said after a moment. I know Danny has some marksmanship awards, but I think they were with a 22 rifle. First place, junior division, Sanders confirmed. We seized the trophy from his bedroom. Rainey grimaced. She didn't want to think what it must have been like for Sandy and Shep to watch their son's room be boxed up by crime scene unit personnel. Or what kind of impression that must have made on Becky. Quincy was talking. So Danny's most comfortable with a rifle, but selects two handguns. He has a love-hate relationship with sports, but goes after the teacher of the computer lab, whom he supposedly adores. He hides in a room so nobody will see him, but never leaves the building after the shooting. Interesting. He turned to Sanders again. About the school computers. Techies are examining them now, Sanders said. Looks like a main computer and three workstations. The school had a firewall server, so the good news is that it probably has a record of which workstation visited which internet sites at what time. In theory, the lab rats will have a complete rundown for me of all the sites visited by the end of the week. I did get a call this afternoon saying that the computers have been messed with. The cache file purged. The web browser's history file deleted, etc. So it appears that someone made an effort to cover their tracks. The techies weren't too concerned. Something about probably being able to find things in the cookies, or God knows what. They were going to start work on it in the morning.